Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 219 of Fans of Power. I'm Joe Amato. I'm here with my partners in crime, Tyler T-Rex Baker and Nasty Nate Nathan Kennedy. And tonight, we're just gonna have some fun. With all the shit and crap that's going on in the world, we're like, hell, let's do a trivia night, let's do some giveaways and just relax and just leave the worries and troubles going on in the world behind for at least maybe an hour and a half or two or something. So how's it going, Tyler and Nathan?
Doing all right here. I'm ready to sink my teeth into a good fun time talking about He-Man, She-Ra, and everything in between. No bullshit, no complaining. Yeah, I'm not here to complain about new stuff, old stuff, stupid opinions I don't agree with or something like that. I'm here to be just as calm and carefree as I possibly can about this property I love so damn much. So,
all right. How are you doing, Nathan?
I'm here. I'm existing. I'm doing the thing. Yeah. I know. Yeah, that sounds kind of like depressing, I guess. But I don't know. I'm sure it's like a lot of people out there watching now, listening after the fact. Like, some of us are staying home and trying not to go anywhere, and it does kind of, it wears on you after a while. It really does.
How could it not? Yeah. I mean, I'm thankful. I mean, I'm still working at least, but I feel Nathan's right down the road from me, knowing he's pretty much staying put all the time. I'm like, God, it's just, you know, anybody that's dealing with that, whether you're, you know, by yourself or with family or loved ones or whatever the case could be. I mean, it's got to be a real bitch to feel like you really can't go anywhere.
Yeah, well,
except maybe to the grocery store.
That's basically it. That's really the only, I mean, you can go and still get food, but you got to do drive through mm-hmm. or whatever. So everything's just weird and altered, and it'll be a little bit longer, but hopefully soon things will start to pan out and everything will be okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully our time tonight will give you an hour and a half of ear pleasure during all this shit.
And, definitely.
You know, like, all right, I killed an hour and a half, you know, listening to these guys, you know, have a good time, stuff like that. So,
yeah. And you also might win a prize while you're here, too. So we'll see how it goes.
Have we even decided? Well, Joe's only mentioned one thing. Is that we just doing that, or do we do anything else, or?
It's just a trivia night, and then maybe after the trivia.
I know it's a trivia night. No, I'm not talking about the topic. I'm talking about the giveaways, the prizes.
All the prizes so far is the Power and Honor Foundation catalog and one of those Orko cool little Orko Pez dispensers. So got a couple little prizes that we can give away. So, of course, the top person will get the Power and Honor. Second, who comes in second, they'll get the Orko Pez dispenser. So giving away a couple of items. Okay. And we had Adam Yousey. He was there, but he just disappeared. Adam Gabbert, David Clark, DJ Tags, Grimbot, Michael Purvis, Papa Hood 69, Sportimus, and Zentron. Those are the people I see right now, but I'm sure more people will pop up. So it'll be a little back and forth with, you know, Tyler doing a question, Nathan, me. And I made sure not to do something too insane when it comes to, like, the history of something in the comics or the art or something. Some might be hard.
I don't know, Joe. The stuff that you sent me, I'm like, I feel like no one's going to get this.
No, this time, I promise.
He says this
guys,
every time, though. Yeah. He says this every single damn time.
But I will say, I think they're really going to get almost all. Maybe two they won't get, but I think they're going to get the majority. So we'll see. Otherwise, you guys could chew me out. I'm ready for it.
No, he doesn't say that about me. You know, and Nathan's known me, you know, a long time, and he knows how detailed I am. If he's saying that about you and not me, you know.
No, well, I'm saying it. All right, we'll go ahead and kind of spoil it a little bit. Tyler's the one that has the questions. Joe's thing is obviously art and picture based, but he also has another category called "What's wrong with this picture?"
Yeah. Oh my! I looked at it
and I even messaged Joe and I'm like, what is wrong with this picture? I can't. And I had it like side by side just looking at it for a couple minutes. And I'm like, oh, that's what it is? No one's going to get this.
He moves a pebble in a battle scene on Castle Grayskull and thinks he's a genius. I moved it over here. Like, oh.
You know what's funny? I did do that one time. I remember where something on my Facebook wall. And I remember Tyler saying, like, oh, God, a pebble. I really did move a pebble one time in a picture. So
he thinks he's an impractical joker because he moves shit around in a picture like that. I got you, man. And
Yeah, exactly. But I did. I made sure I was like, you know what? When it came to the history or anything in the mini comics or something somebody did, I was like, nah, I'm not going to piss people off like I did last time with that. So I just stuck to art, some crazy stuff. Of course, like I said, I think I'm still going to piss people off, but we'll find out. So I guess if you want, Tyler, how about you start with yours? Then Nathan, you could do one, and then I'll do one, and we could just do a certain goal like that.
Okay.
Wait, one other thing. I was going to say, I'm sorry, Nathan, you please catch the things in the chat room because it's going to be the first person who replies gets the point. Whoever has the most points at the end, remember, gets it. But Nathan has a quicker internet, meaning he's going to get the replies faster than I do. So I'm not going to control that part.
And I already got the people that were in the chat room here in like a little notepad thing. And I guess if anyone else answers that pops in after the fact, I'll just type their name in here and give them the point. So. There we go.
Do we have a? Because I came up with 10 questions total and 3 tiebreakers. So we didn't discuss any of this. So I don't know how many Joe's got. I don't know how many we're going for.
Well, Joe, altogether, you got 10 pieces of art, 10 things, 10 visual aids. You got 10 questions. And if we do happen to have a tie, we will do some tiebreaker stuff.
Okay.
All right. Dead silence. Go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead and.
Okay. I was making sure Joe's like, no, wait. And
right.
All right. This I'll just jump from topic. I've got 2 topics here. The first topic is called weapons and magic. And for people listening live, this is questions that are revolving around items that were used in the mythology, mainly the Filmation series. You know, weapons or items related to magic. So just that's what this is based on. So kind of have your brains tweak to those kinds of items. But this is He-Man and She-Ra, though. I will tell you that too. All right. So the first question here is: Huntara challenged She-Ra to a one-on-one fight after successfully breaking through all of her traps. What weapon did she use?
Ooh. Yeah, I need to get the. Well, shit, I'd probably get, like, the Jeopardy, like, theme music or something going, and then stream would get taken down again.
Yeah, we'll just have to kind of converse it, but, like I said, I know Huntara, like, uses, like, various little traps and gadgets, but there is a particular weapon that she pulls out to fight She-Ra, and it's quite a memorable weapon, so I need the exact name of this weapons? I don't know, which one could it be here?
Does Joe also have the questions and answers?
For my stuff?
Yeah. No.
Oh, no, I didn't even think to send them to him.
No, that's okay. The reason I won was because I knew Nathan would have to get this chat room quicker than I did, so I don't want to give like somebody the wrong point if it's in the wrong order because of my slow-ass internet. So, Nathan, have you caught anything in the chat room yet from anybody?
I think Zentron's kind of close. But I was getting...
Well, you can say what he says and then see what Tyler will say.
Zentron had 2 answers. The stun Natons, N-A-T-O-N-S.
I think it was a misspelling.
Oh,
I think
stun batons. There we go. He says stun batons.
Close, but all my stuff has got to be exactly how it's referenced in Filmation. So he's close.
You're close.
I can't give it to him, but
no cigar, Zentron.
And did you guys want to, like, give, like, a time limit in between? Like, let's say if they don't get it after X amount of time that we just say, okay, nobody got it.
I'll just put, like, a timer on my phone. I'll just do that right now, so.
All right.
Okay.
What do you want to set it for?
Second. I'll just do seconds. 30 seconds.
30 seconds, all right.
Okay.
All right. Here's another 30 seconds is going right now here. So people got 30 seconds to get this question right.
DJ Tags, incorrect. Papa Hoods, incorrect. Adam Gabbert, incorrect.
Which they said a mop, electro whip, and a sword. And then DJ Tags again said, I said a mop. So, no, but yes, exactly.
Damn, you guys.
You're not cute and you're not funny with your mop answer there. So
you guys getting stumped on the first question. Which, I mean, you guys usually do a good job of, like, all right. Oh, hey,
all right. That 30
works.
Seconds.
That works.
The correct.
Nobody got anyone. It.
All right. The correct answer was stun swords.
Stun swords. So,
which is referenced by Huntara herself. So, this is not some made up shit or something that wasn't name checked, and I gave it a name. It is actually called Stun Swords. So that is question number one for magic and weapons.
So far,
you all failed miserably.
There we go. All right, so now we'll pass it to you, Nathan, to put something up there and do your trivia.
Well, do you want me to read off one of Tyler's questions, or do you want me to pop up one of the visual pieces?
Well, if you want, pop up a visual, and then the next time you could do one of Tyler's. It'll be a way of like mixing it back and forth.
All right. What is this from?
And I have a 30-second delay, so I can't.
And Joe has purposely zoomed in on all these pieces. For five of these.
Some will be easier. Yeah, some are easier than others.
I have no idea what it is. I can't see. All I see is Joe just kind of bobbing his head from side to side there.
Yeah, go ahead. Give a description, Nathan, so for those who just listen to later will know.
All right. Well, let me pop this back up. It looks like a dude getting blown away from the top of Castle Grayskull. Or any other varying tower. It's...
That sounds familiar.
I'll send it to Tyler so he can see. Here we go.
And we'll see. Now, I can picture everybody grabbing any type of literature or something or art, and they're just looking like crazy, like, wait, I know what it is. We're going to find out. No, that's not G.I. Joe getting blasted, DJ Tax.
This is a He-Man podcast, people.
This will be for Masters of the Universe. So we're going to see. That's why I did this. I was like, I just imagine everybody going through all their shit to just as quickly as possible.
Now, I need to put the timer on here. I didn't put the timer on.
Oh, could you, for this one, do a minute since I was doing a little talking through that, but just...
Oh, sure, Joe. I can just, make all the changes you want. Just as
thank you. You're all right, Tyler. Wait a second. Yeah. Bam, we have a winner. Papa Hud 69 got it. That is from the cover of the Sunbird Legacy. Yes, it is.
Right.
Great fucking eye. Good job. All right, Papa Huds, you got yourself a point.
There we go.
I thought that one might have been a little tricky, but shit, they proved me wrong.
There we go. All right. Well,
and David Clark just came in a little too late there, but see, so yeah,
wah,
now you're.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, that's it. So now. Nathan, I want you to put up one for me.
All
right. And let me make sure I knew the order of what I gave you, because you said you were going to do it in the order I sent you.
Yep, the order that you sent it.
All right, that's why I'm going back. Yeah. I was like, going to our messages, like, what fucking picture?
It is Squeeze.
That squeeze image. Away. Okay. Okay. Here's the next image. What is that image from? So as you can see in this, for those who might be just listening, you see, squeezing Man-at-Arms. So let's see if they can get what this is from. So some of them are like really zoomed in a lot. Some is just slightly zoomed, but I think just they're pretty much in a way to where I didn't do it where I was just showing somebody's ass or something. Like you've seen a piece, like what the hell is that? It's like you're going to see.
That's what we should have done. I should have taken a screen cap from What's His Face and Showgirls. When his ass pops up.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Yeah, so I tried to, like I said, I just tried to do some zooming in, but enough to where it's still recognizable. I didn't want it to be absolutely annoying to where you wouldn't know a single thing that's going on. So, but this one, yeah, about another minute on this, and we'll see.
Another minute?
Well, this is a different one, so now this one's mine, so now we've got a minute on this one.
I know we've been talking for like 30 seconds or over that.
I'm going to give them a slight hint.
They can get this. They'll get it. Trust me. I guarantee you somebody's going to get this.
Hold him to that, Nathan. Hold him to that.
Okay.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to see because I like when it goes silent in the chat room because I know everybody's looking through all their stuff. That's when I know something's going to happen.
Sitting there like, this is horseshit.
When's WrestleMania?
WrestleMania is going to be bad. I'm just throwing that out there. It's like, it's gonna be.
I know it is.
Two nights, no crowd. I guess.
Papa Hutz, no, it's not. It's not King of the Snake Man. It's not that. There's about 30 seconds left.
How much time we got left, Tyler?
I don't know. You guys kept changing the time. Oh. Give him another minute. Give him another 30 seconds.
I thought when Joe said give him another minute that you just went ahead and like restarted.
Hey, you know what makes sense? But maybe we'll just when we read the question, we'll just start a 2-minute timer or something, or 3-minute, whatever you think's be better, well, you know, to give them some time.
1, 2, 3. How about 5, Joe?
How about 10?
5, 10. Well, 3. I think 3 is
good.
Why
not no time? We'll just wait around until somebody gets it right.
Zantron said, what's Revenge of the Snake Man? No. Time's up. That is from the Preternia piece from William George. It's the giant wall poster he did. So if you guys know that piece, which remember, he had 4 big wall posters. That's what that's from. So
I thought they were going to get it right, Joe. You guaranteed me that they were going to get it right.
Stupid!
Exactly. So I was wrong. But no, I think when we start every question, we'll just start it with a 3-minute timer. Right when we're done, bam.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, because...
Don't you think that's an awful long time to kill?
Nah, it'll be fine.
Well, not when we're yakking.
All right, fine. All right, I got it set. 3 minutes, and that's where we'll go. The minute the question is read, it starts. There will be no do-overs, no excuses for in it. You got 3 minutes from the moment we read this question.
Give
him 30
people. More seconds.
That's when I just flip over this table and just walk out of the room.
I pull
a cigar on the Patriot. You know, I just flip over the whole damn thing.
Oh, man,
thing.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
That was something.
That damn movie. All right. Go ahead, Tyler.
I thought Nathan was reading. His right. He did one of yours. Okay. Next, in Weapons and Magic, in the return of Orko's uncle, Orko used Spider's wand to activate this magical food. In the return of Orko's uncle, Orko used Spider's wand to activate this magical food.
You got 3 minutes.
Yes.
Is
that an Eric Bischoff reference?
Yeah, it's Jamal and Rosie.
I used to like 3-minute warning. I don't know.
Of course you did.
Yeah, no.
Remember when they beat up poor Mae Young? Oh, God.
Who didn't beat up Mae Young? Man.
I loved the Dudley's power bombing her. Oh, that was awesome.
You know what? I like Jamal better as Umanga. William Regal used to call him all the time. Umanga.
Umanga.
Yeah. And then what? Rosie went to go be the superhero in training. You get it? It's shit.
Yeah,
I just imagine when Vince heard that, he was like, that's good shit. Let's see. DJ Tags, Magic Rice, that is wrong. You're on the right track, though.
I'm surprised David Clark hasn't popped in more with that, because I know David Clark usually watches that cartoon like crazy, so I'm surprised he hasn't came in. Well, what do we got? What's up next there, Nathan? Anybody else got something?
Papa Hood 69 with the correct answer of magic beans.
Ah, well done. Well done.
Papa Hood's starting to run away with this whole thing.
He's the only one that has points, correct?
Yes.
Jesus. Okay.
Everybody needs
you guys are true fans in the chat room here. What's wrong with you all?
Wake up.
All right, now it'll be Nathan doing a question.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll start from the other category that Tyler has.
Okay.
It's called Motu Appearances. Mm. And here is his question. You love it, Joe. This episode in season 2 of Filmation was Trikop's last appearance in the Filmation series. This episode in season 2 of Filmation was Trikop's last appearance in the Filmation series. You got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
See, I should have had like an audio clip of that, of Eric Bischoff saying that.
And look, I just cracked up because David Clark now just popped up and said, "Magic beans."
Yeah, you need to click, see if it's live. Make sure it's like a red circle beside. Like, click on live to get to the live feed, because I feel like you're just far enough behind. Maybe you're not like there with us.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Hopefully, let me see. And I'm clicking just to make sure, too. Yeah, I just know, like I said, my internet connection was just, it seemed slower. That's the only reason. I was like, I'm just going to let Nathan handle all that stuff. I'll still see things pop up, but I was like, I don't know. Am I too late when I see it? So I just let it go. Let me see. What do you see so far,
Zentron,
Nathan?
Zentron says, what is Obelisk? That is incorrect.
That's not even an episode. That's a mini comic.
Well, I guess he's right. how much time we got left on the timer there, Tyler?
2 minutes now. So more 2 minutes of dead silence waiting this out because Joe deemed it so.
I figured you got to give him some time. Didn't want it to go too quick.
If Alex Trebek was dead, he'd be rolling over in it right now.
Just because you might as well just. Hey, and that's the other thing, Nathan. Maybe we'll just click off the pictures in between, or if we're just doing a question, and just they can
that's
look
the
at
thing.
Our ugly mugs.
I totally forgot to even put that back on us. Sorry. That had to have been like very. They've just been staring at that one picture for like 5 minutes. Papa Hoods, once again, with the correct answer, 3 on a dare.
How about that?
Jesus, how was he? He is on a roll. Son of a gun.
We may not have a second place winner here, Joe.
God, yeah, could you imagine that? Just he has all the points and everybody has nothing. So I'm just like, okay, I'm going to flip a coin.
Then we're gonna say, what does He-Man say to turn into He-Man?
Some shit like
that. We treat it like Celebrity Jeopardy and Saturday Night Live.
Oh, so
what is swords?
He's on a roll. He definitely is on a roll.
I got, Joe, are you still getting more stuff in the chat? Because it just showed up for me unable to connect to the chat.
You're shitting. Last thing I seen was Adam Gabbert saying Evelyn's plot. Did you see that happen?
Oh, yeah. No, maybe I'll refresh and maybe that will help.
Yeah, I was like, that'd be weird.
Yeah. There we go.
And then you tell me when you're setting, and this one will be the what's wrong with this picture.
Ah, there we go. I don't know why I did that. You know, the internet is just... the internet has been weird, because I've had a lot of stuff going on.
Now, I was going to say something about this next one that's coming up. This, in how I phrase it, because I don't want people getting mad. I am not insulting Nathan, but Nathan got this. So if Nathan can get it, you guys can get it. And that's not an insult. You know what I mean, Nathan, right? Because, you know... Did that sound like an insult?
Oh, wait. You're wanting me to put up what's wrong with this picture. All right, boom. There we go. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
All right. Yeah, we'll do a what's wrong with this picture thing. Ignore what you're seeing right now, everybody. Don't look behind the curtain.
We'll come back to that. But yeah.
We'll come back to
that. What is wrong with this picture?
There. Now, like I said, you got 3 minutes on it. And like I said, it wasn't an insult, but I was just saying, I sent it to Nathan. Nathan, boom. He got it quick, so I'm figuring you guys have to get this one. And
you
if Tyler
stop guaranteeing this, stuff, Joe, because you're just
this one really. The others maybe not. This one though, I do think it. And I know Tyler, if he'd seen this, bam, he might have got it.
Well, Nathan wasn't under pressure when he was given this either. Like these guys are under the gun here. Joe's got his little his little Dollar Tree pistol pointing at their head here and. I'll do it, man. I swear I'll do it. You know.
Have you already started the timer?
Andy Yelsey. Oh, yeah, he set the timer. Okay. Andy Yelsey said the aspect ratio was off. It's stretched. No, it's not that it's stretched. That's just, remember, that's how it has to fit sometimes. But no, nothing about that.
Centron says, what is the fist? That is incorrect.
Nope, not the fist either.
I would say, I'm going to say this when there's a minute left. Tyler, you let us know when there's a minute. If no one's got it by then you got to give them a hint.
Yeah, it's a good idea. We want to keep moving along here and encourage
Zentron.
Sort of.
Well, Zentron said, what is Fisto's fist? No, Fisto's not even in this picture, Zentron. This is the Search for Keldor mini comic cover, so... You know, it's the one I have so many damn copies of because of all the figures. I had that damn mini comic, so I have like a ton of them. So this one I figured, let me pop.
Yeah, here's Zentron with what is the fuck? Exactly. That's what I thought when I started seeing all these. I'm like, no one's going to get these. No one.
All right, minute 12.
All right, Joe, go ahead and give him a hint.
Okay. Jesus Christ. I was just looking at Papa again. This one, it has something to do with an outfit. So, you know, so I didn't say the body or the arms or the fists or nothing. It has something to do with an outfit.
Grim 2 says Randor's colors. Incorrect.
Nope. You have to put on some glasses, Antron. Correct. DJ Tag says Burger King guy hiding.
I always
hated
that joke. God, it wasn't funny. And I condemn those jokes.
What is the crown? No, not the crown. Are you no glow on Scarecrow? No, it's not. No,
yeah,
go on,
see,
well,
30 seconds.
See, when he tells you what it is, you guys are going to be like, are you kidding me right now?
Come on, please, Grimbot, get it. Please. Just
I had to have the actual image up beside of this one. He says that I got it fast, but I had to like look at both of them and like, oh.
Just grab your mini comic or something.
10 seconds.
JSP said the colors, Sorcerer's colors are incorrect, or actually correct. No, that's not it. But yeah, you're right. They usually always have our colors crazy in the mini comics.
Time's up.
Well,
okay, guys. If you look at Ninjor,
wait. No, David Clark right here. He got the bell. I'm going to give it to David Clark.
Yeah. Yeah, give it to David Clark because that was pretty spot on. That he might have. He was. Yeah, you got it. Good job. The emblem has been reversed.
And then Andy Yosi comes David. In like just a smidge after that. But sorry, you don't get the point.
All right. Well, like I said, David Clark, good job. You got that one. So you're in the game now, and gave me some faith back in looking at these crazy things that I do.
It's crazy, right? Like you guys are breaking your brain and staring at it, and all it was he just took the emblem, flipped it the other way. He's a madman.
Well, now we're going to pass it to Tyler.
All right. Let's see. I'll jump to appearances as well. All right. I'm going to pull a Joe here and say this one should be relatively, you know, I don't think it's going to take 3 minutes for this one to be solved. Stinkor's previous identity was hinted at in this season one episode of MYP. Stinkor's previous identity was hinted at in this season one episode of MYP. And I'm starting the countdown clock now.
That was a good idea. I'm surprised we haven't done the countdown timer all the other times that we've done this.
Yeah, we just kept like just changing the rules on everybody. Just like, 2 minutes. Give him a minute. You know, just.
And then we remember
mass hysteria.
Give him a half a point. Give him this. Well, somebody came close. Yeah. But not this time. This time, yeah, they're either going to get it if they're not. No half a points or nothing. It's just a whole point, and that's it. You get it or you don't. You're the first, or you're not the first. And David Clark thought he was feeling like he's lagging behind. You could, yeah, he might have a
I
slight.
I mean, you might
lag.
Be. I would say go ahead and give that a refresh, or like I said, click on the live button. Maybe you are just slightly behind.
And nobody with nothing yet. They're all doing their research. They're going to somewhere, typing in something, and seeing if something pops up. Let's see if we start seeing something within 20 seconds. Somebody? We got to be around the 2 minutes at least right now, I think. Right, Tyler?
Just under 2 minutes.
Just under 2 minutes?
Okay. Just under 2 minutes here.
Come on, come on. Don't let us down, everybody. Got to get this.
Come on, season one of MYP. Season one!
We're the fucking MYP fans! Then I had to drop my first F-bomb just to get you guys going. Come on, find this. Somebody's got to do it. Son of a bitch. No, not who.
He wants to lash out at some of the answers.
Well, Zentron said, "Who is Odafist?" No, we didn't ask who he was before he was Stinkor. We asked for the.
Yeah,
episode.
We're asking. Yeah, what episode was Odafist in? I guess that's if you want to play off of that. There's your hint, people.
What do you see so far, Nathan? Because mine hasn't popped past who is Odafist.
It's just other people, like, I guess, thinking along the same lines of what the previous identity was over the episode. Adam Gabbert said, Stench of Evil. That is incorrect.
Not the mini-comic. Not the mini-comic MYP episode. Tyler's like, oh,
well,
I just see
well, if doing. This all just turns into, like, a big old floppy turd, we can just blame Joe.
I forgot to say, Cobra Khan's in this episode, people! Ratlord, Zodak, ring a bell, anybody? Huh?
What are we're probably down to 30 seconds, Tyler. What is it?
30 seconds now. If you guys don't get it after telling you three big stars in this episode, and you guys are like, Minnesota Multibot?
NYP and those characters were in the episode.
Yes, I don't know what else I could do for you guys unless I had to grab you by your chin and direct you towards your TV and put the damn disc in for you to point it out. I can't believe it.
Have you got any updates yet? Any updates?
That's it. Yep. That's it. Time's up.
Yep. DJ Tags came in at the last minute with Out of the Past, but that is incorrect.
The Snake Pit, people.
Now you gotta give
were
us.
Were any
a...
people around when the episode aired? People lost their shit over that episode. Where were you all?
They apparently wasn't watching.
I guess not.
All right, so nobody got that 0 points. So now we're gonna pass it to you, Nathan, and you can do anything you want, from a trivia question to one of my pieces, whatever you want. You go ahead.
I'll go ahead and put up that piece of art that I accidentally put up because
that you did earlier. Yeah.
We'll go ahead and, okay. and put that up. What is this image from?
All right, I'm starting the clock.
Starting the clock now.
Get you 3 minutes. Yeah.
It's a countdown minutes. Like the Royal Rumble. We got 3, 2, 1.
This one, it's... And the reason I popped this certain angle, for those who are watching, where you're seeing a type of mist going at Battle Cat, this art style is very... very distinct. I mean, it's very distinct. So that's why I figured, okay, we'll see how many people remember this, but maybe not, but it's a distinct art style.
So. I've lost all faith there. They're not going to remember any of this stuff. Why are we even doing this? Why are we here?
He's like, we're not giving anything away. This was supposed to be a fun night. It's just turned into this. Tyler's like, I'm not going
to
get upset during
now
this.
Now I'm going to have to go drink dinner after this podcast.
Andy Yossi pops in with Maze of Doom.
Back. All right, good job, Andy. There you go.
All right, Andy.
There we go.
Yep, that is a distinct art style, and at least you knew it. So he's on the board. Some bitch.
Meanwhile, Papa Hud's pops in. It's like, oh, the snake pit. From.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That episode.
Gosh. All right. Well, now you're gonna pass it to me, and it's gonna be. Time for me to piss you all off because it's another what is wrong with this picture. Yeah, oh, I can't wait to get them mad at this one.
There we go, everybody.
This one,
what's wrong with this picture? You're not going to get it.
All right, clock has started.
Now, in this piece, for those who are wondering, because wait, I'm just waiting for that last 10 seconds. I want to make sure he is the picture that I know that I think I sent as the second. Okay, good. All right, yes, it's slightly stretched, but that's not what's wrong with it. This is an amazing Earl Norum piece where you have He-Man on Stridor and Buzz Off and Webstore, Clawful, Fisto, Whiplash. They're all.
Now, what's the question you're asking about?
What's wrong with Joe? Has altered something in the picture. I'm going to give you guys a hint. It has nothing to do with the rocks.
I was going to say, Stridor taking a shit in this picture or something like that?
Oh, there. He is just. Oh, good. You shrunk it in a little bit. Good. There. All right. There. He made it not as stretched. So yeah, this one, this will be a piss people off.
There you
off
go, Tyler.
One, but
I sent it to you. You try to figure it out.
But if I was gonna say, if you guys do have that image or that poster, do a quick back and forth, because but it's nothing to do with rocks. I didn't want to piss anybody off with rocks, but what?
JSP says you realize, Tyler, that you're starting to sound like Gary Busey.
I'll take that as a compliment. I love the Busey.
Didn't he have those Gary Buseyisms or things he would say where something stood for this? He'd always have.
Yeah, I'm so hungry I could eat the ass end of a dead rhino. That's one of my favorites.
And wow, Adam Gabbard is way behind. Papa Hud's like, don't do this, Joe. Oh yes, I'm doing this, Papa Hud's. I'm gonna make you guys work for it. So everybody just and then since I told you it's Earl Norum, just type in Earl Norum art. You'll know this one and then look at it real quick. We're probably down to what, at least a minute and a half now. Nothing about
minute
the
20 seconds.
Minute 20. Okay. And no, David Clark, nothing about logos. And that's another thing. In any of these pictures you see, it's not going to be anything about the logos. Just look at the art itself. You'll notice something. JSP is wanting you to watch some Amazon commercial, Tyler. I don't know what that is. He says, watch that Amazon commercial. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means. I don't have cable.
Well, it's probably Amazon commercial.
Son of a bitch, Grimbot got it. I added an extra toe to each of Webstore's feet, so good job, Grimbot. I put an extra toe on the feet.
What a ridiculous thing you did.
He got it, though. Good job. All right, Grimbot. Got a little faith in you. All right, there you go. It makes me not feel as bad for being such a prick. All right, good job, buddy. He's got a point.
Well, at least Grimbot, you admit that you were being a prick.
That would be nice. All right, so, well, there's that one. Now we're going to go back to Tyler with some trivia questions.
All right, back to more disappointment here, people. All right, weapons and magic. In the episode The Games from season 2, you people understand that. This is not a mini comic. This is not the live action movie. This is not a comic book that you can buy on the. This is a episode of season 2, The Games with Spike Orr and Fisto. Okay? Skeletor uses this device to ensure Spyko represents evil. What is the device that Skeletor uses on Spyko to ensure that he represents evil for the games?
And now, here comes the 3 minutes. JSP wanted to let you know there's a Gary Busey Amazon commercial, apparently. He wants you to watch, Tyler.
I imagine it's probably like Gary Busey trying to talk to Alexa or something.
I remember him on, what was that show? Something on VH1 where, I don't know if it was Alcoholics or Drunks or Drug Addicts or something, and he was...
Life of Busey?
Was that what it was? I didn't know what it was.
No, he had a show on Comedy Central that was called Life of Busey for like a month or something like that.
Well, it was a show where it was him and a bunch of people like rehabbing, and then Gary Busey just sounded nuts.
Yeah. Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew.
Oh, was that? Oh, okay. That's what it was. I felt so bad for him. Some guy from, I think...
Zentron says the evil amplifier. Incorrect. Grim Tutor says the obelisk. Incorrect. David Clark with the evil geyser.
All right.
He's got 2 points now, doesn't he?
Gotta look. Yes. So Papa Huds is in first place with 3 points. David Clark in second with 2 points. Andy Yossi. How do we pronounce his last name? Yossi. With 1 point, and Grim 2 with 1 point.
All right.
So there we go.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to pass it to you, Nathan. You can either do a trivia, you can do something else, whatever you want.
What do you guys want me to do? What do you want me to do,
trivia.
Joe?
Well, clearly, Joe keeps bringing it up for Nathan to do it, so I almost like he's just aching to get out another.
Well, I think it's because I'd rather have people pissed off since I'm doing all this insane shit again. And I didn't think I was, but I am. So, you do a trivia. Get everybody calm and kind of relaxed.
Oh, yeah, calm and relaxed. That's what we're doing while Tyler's sitting there yelling at everybody. Get it right! What are you guys doing?
Isn't that crazy? Tyler's yelling at them, but they're yelling at me because of my dumb shit. So it's a good mix, I guess.
All right, I'm going to do MOTU appearances. This MVC comic, it is a comic, MVC comic, featured the first cameo of Hero, the most powerful wizard, since his brief cameo in The Powers of Grayskull, The Legend Begins. This MVC comic featured the first cameo of Hero, the most powerful wizard, since his brief cameo in The Powers of Grayskull, The Legend Begins. What comic was it? MVC comic. What was the title of that comic?
The one that Val and Emiliano worked on, if I need to help you out even more with that. The four-part mini-series. Just like I have to, put people in a wheelchair and just kind of coax them along here, you know?
I got robbed by an old lady in a motorized cart.
And I didn't even see it coming. You know what's weird about... You said it was a comic, so you're not referring to a magazine. I remember that one issue of a magazine where I thought it was Emiliano drew some art for Hero or something, and I thought we were going to be seeing something in particular, like this one design. I don't know if that was what magazine it was, like Toy Fair or something. And I didn't think anything came of it. Do you remember this image, Tyler? I think I still have it in one of my old Toy Fairs, but it was a particular image of Hero that we never seen anywhere else. I
was buying Toy Fair pretty religiously back then too. Like I hardly ever missed an issue. I can't place that right off though. Of course, at the time that Emiliano was even working on this, like Mattel was against these guys like going with Hero, which is why this was such a pivotal thing for me that they threw in this cameo of Hero. And Mattel was like, "Oh, you threw Hero in there," so like they are aware of it. They just chose to go with a shitty direction instead of the most.
Yeah, because they were real pissed when wasn't there an issue with Scare Glow, and that's why they made it like that special.
Oh god! And it was announced in advance, and it was done for charity too. That comic, and they just threw such a fit about that.
Uh-huh. Unreal,
Papa Huds, that is incorrect. David Clark, how much time we got left on this one?
A minute left.
All right, David Clark. Still think it was a stun bomb with that Huntara question. She used the bomb first.
No. The question was, she challenges She-Ra to a one-on-one fight after she's gotten through all the traps.
I should have went back and read it, but I'm just reading the comments. Zentron, that is incorrect.
There's probably about 45 seconds left, Tyler, would you say? Close
probably,
to that?
I would say 30 now.
27.
Ah, well, oh, look at that. You suck at time, Joe.
That was, well, I did great on the other ones. Damn it, I was almost spot on. I can miss one, too. It's not like it's fucking trivia night.
15 seconds.
59 minutes.
Now, this is when we'd need the Royal Rumble countdown of 10, 9, yeah, with the crowd doing that exactly.
It isn't hard to boil water, pour in the packet.
All right, time's up. It is issue 2 of the Shard of Darkness miniseries.
Points to nobody.
There's another. No points. Okay, Nathan.
Yes.
You're.
What?
You're up. I said you're up.
He just. Did you get that too?
Yeah, all I heard was Joe's go.
Yeah. What?
Oh,
and I'm not up because I just asked that question. Tyler provided the answer, but I was the one that asked the question. So
yeah,
you did. Okay, well then pass it back to me, and then we'll do one of the zoomed in images.
All right, I'm trying to. Yep, there we go. What is this from? Tyler, start that timer.
All right, we're going.
And this one is another clear image. It's not distorted, but. And it's, I'll even say, what mini comic is it from? For this time, I'll just try to be a little nicer, for at least this one. What mini comic is that from? And it's, you know, because sometimes when you're reading the comics, there's some things that maybe you just overlook, you really don't pay attention to that much, even though it's right there in front of your face and it's pretty prominent. I mean, it's right there, but sometimes your just eyes go past it if it's just not really important. But we'll see. I at least gave a hint, said it was a mini comic, so it shouldn't be too difficult. Let's see. What is Clash of Arms? No, not Clash of Arms. What's that? Shard of... Papa Huds, where are you at? No, it's not Shard of Darkness. Maybe he's just...
I think Papa Huds might be behind on the live feed as well.
Yeah.
We'll see, maybe. Or...
Well, hopefully he's not saying that after I've said it and then chimes in like, oh, it was Shard of Darkness, you know, after I've already said it, you know?
Maybe a hell of a delay. That's almost, that'd be like close to a minute
or
two.
Maybe Papa Hudge just didn't read those comics.
Possibly. No, it's not a horn. That's, what, Origin of the Sorceress? No.
You can kind of just hear the frustration in Joe's voice. We're going to finish this up, and he's going to be like, this was a disaster.
Yeah, but don't do
it. Well, he's holding on to his head.
Yeah, he's holding on to his head, okay. And he's just like, yep. And I'm like, what?
When Papa Hutt said, okay, here goes, I was afraid he was going to start typing in every damn mini comic in history or something. Zentron says, no clue.
Well,
so what do we
mean,
have?
You know, with the way that Joe is zoomed in on all these, I'm like, how is anyone going to get this?
Oh, that's what I've always thought. Like the whole, I think a lot of the points of these puzzles is that you have to have some sort of idea of, like, not just someone's left boot blown up right here. And you're like, oh, it's part of this large picture here.
Give him another
52 seconds.
Give him another hint, Joe.
Wait, first, not Temple of Darkness, not the Ultimate Battleground. One Horse's Lipstick. Yeah, it looks like it, but gosh, okay. Maybe something slithering. Does that help? Mini comic? There, I just said something slithering.
Nathan, do you think that helps his hint?
No.
Based on the answer?
I don't think so.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Well, what slithers? I think that should hopefully help people. There should
give them, all right, sure. Give them.
Put it in code while you're at it, Joe.
Toss them out like the base idea of the story that happens in the mini comic. In a roundabout way, if you can.
I don't want. I. What are we at? We're at like 30 seconds.
No, 6 seconds. Joe's okay. Constantly pushing the time back here. Time's up.
That is from Revenge of the Snake Men mini comic. So, no points. Oh,
here's
dang.
A picture of two horses. This is from a Snake Men mini comic.
Well, at least I know that, and Nathan, you can even attest, the last image that I have, that whenever we get to that, they're going to get that one. I mean,
no.
That one definitely.
No.
All bets are off, Joe.
No, really, if they wouldn't get that one, I think I'd just end the podcast and leave and you two can finish. That's how confident. Trust me. Now they won't get it.
You've heard it here. You've heard it here. Fuck out of there.
Oh, Christ. All right, Tyler, it's your turn. Damn it.
All right. We're going back to weapons and magic here. Hoping to God I get some sort of answer. All right. I'm not going to say anything, but I might have to just say, all right, I'm done. If no one in this room gets this question. Grandpa, I'm talking to you. This magical object was placed in a spear by a merman to control Bakul, the mightiest of sea demons. This magical object was placed in a spear by a merman to control Bakul, the mightiest
Tyler,
of sea demons.
How pissed will you be if they don't get it? Because you got to admit, this one would piss you off. It pissed me off. They have to get it.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is like the baby step answer. Like, this is the kind of question you'd ask, you know, a casual newbie to. So if none of you guys get it, then you guys are a bunch of casual newbies, and you will be labeled as such until the end of this podcast. And then you'll have to redeem yourselves the next time we do trivia. Because until then, you will be a casual newbie who gets their He-Man apparel from Walmart and from the $5 bin that says, "These puppies are sick," with real shitty Filmation artwork on there.
Someone,
that's what you all will be if you get this question wrong.
These puppies are sick.
God, I hate that shirt.
JSP incorrect.
I'll say you're on the right track.
What's the last thing you've seen, Nathan? Because I just seen JSP.
Grim 2 popped in. On the right track. You got to be a little more specific.
Is Grim just fucking with us? Because if anybody would get this, it'd be Grim, but I think he's...
Well, see, that's what I thought. If he's doing that, then tell him to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, yeah, there's no way Grimbot could not know that.
Zentron, I mean, that's on the right track. All of you guys are on the right track. You gotta just be, like, you're almost there.
Yeah, there will be no slight credit. This has got to be exactly what Merman calls it in Tila's quest. Does that help out anybody too?
While we're waiting, I'm gonna look up some of these sweet Master Universe tees on 80s tees.
Which order did you get, Nathan? Because I see a whole bunch of people here, but I don't know who came first because you have the live chat.
Wow, no, that was all boom, boom, boom. Purvis, Papa Hood, 69, David Clark, and Adam Gabbert all chimed in with the Crimson Pearl.
All right, thank you guys. So you're not casual newbies in the chat room.
I'm going to go ahead and give a point to everybody.
Good. Yeah, I give.
Because that was like a splash. I mean, at least on my end, it went boom, all four.
That's what it did for me, too.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was like, I couldn't answer, so.
Well, give me a second to get all of the points in. And Adam had popped in after I had copy and pasted everybody. All right, got everybody down for a point. So there we go. Move on to.
All right, and if you want,
You
could do one of my zoomed ins. If you want to do the zoom in, do the last zoomed in one. All right. If you want.
What is this from? Best of luck. Good God. Best of luck.
And I'm not going to even tell them. I'm not going to give any hints. Because as confident as I knew they would get Crimson Pearl, I'm not giving any hints.
Tyler, that's what I put up on the screen, if you want
to
take a crack at that.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know what that's from.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. I was like, gotta fucking get this one. Watch him just go silent, because they just want to see Joe leave the podcast.
Emphasize that last statement, though, again, Joe.
Right.
No, I'm asking you to say it. I'm saying emphasize that.
Oh, that if they don't fucking get it, I'm leaving the podcast?
Yeah, just...
Hey, Tyler, we got, you know what, maybe towards the end of I don't know what I'll do. There's a shirt with He-Man with a Santa hat on, and he's got his finger pointing and said,
way to the Christmas party. Yeah,
do you even lift, bro?
Stupid
that
shit.
That's a cool one.
Guys, would you start answering this question? Don't take what I said and not answer. There you go, Andy Elsie. Give it to him. Battle in the Clouds mini comic. Good job, Andy Elsie. Okay. Thank God. I mean, it's so iconic with Merman. You know why I did it? Because I can't. It pisses me off so much when every time they show Merman on top of He-Man with his foot on him holding the power harness, they always say, look at that. Merman kicked the shit out of He-Man. I was like, no, he did not kick the shit out of He-Man. He-Man flew from the sky sled. He fell down, was basically unconscious, getting up, and then got hit by a rock. But it's like, they all say that he beat the piss out of him.
They don't have time to actually read it. It's more quick to just look at the picture as opposed to reading the damn story. So,
all right. So, good job, Andy. Thank you. You got that. So, now we're going to pass it to me, and we're going to do another one of what's wrong with this picture.
Oh boy. Let me see. All right, that's one we just did. Boom. There you guys go. It is a little stretched out, but I can make it right for everybody. There we go. I just stretched it. I just stretched it out because I thought it would actually like help people in terms of like being able to see stuff more.
And that kind of could for this instance. I mean, it probably could, but I think, yeah, even what you did there fixing it, it's still, you can see everything. Oh, so, man.
How about this Father's Day He-Man shirt that says, "Dad, you are as strong as He-Man, loyal as Battle Cat, smart as Man-at-Arms, funny as Orko. You are one of the masters of the universe."
Okay. Oh, how original is that piece of shit?
Yeah, it's great.
I haven't seen it.
How is it 80s teens used to be the, so specific and so unique with 80s cartoons and movies and TV shows, and some guy just comes in and just makes up all these dumber than shit, like slogans on all the t-shirts, and it's like, this is what people want. People who grew up in this is the kind of humor they're into. You know?
And no JSP. JSP said, Zodak shorts and boots, no on that. And let me see. Why is everybody following up on Zodak's boots and clothes?
I'm gonna give you guys a hint.
At the minute mark. Do it at the minute mark. I think that'd be perfect. What are we at, Tyler?
Well, I forgot to hit the clock.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure we're probably about 1 hour.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you a minute now.
Okay, it's not Man-at-Arms boots, and it's not anybody's shorts. I'm gonna give you guys the hint.
It might not even be like a character design. There is a lot of text on the screen right now. Hence why I stretched it out. Let me go ahead and just make that just massive. Maybe that'll.
What is Man on our shin guard? Wrong side? Nope. ZX clothes? Nope. Stratos likes Joe? No. Zodax fleshy gloves? No. Safety tested? No, that's not it. JSP's just picking out any of the text right now. Look closely. Okay, how about this? You guys have mentioned somebody so many fucking times. Then why don't you look at something that's written there? Because we're probably down to 10 seconds left, so you better say it quick. What are we at, Tyler?
7 seconds.
No.
Come on, guys. You said
four,
his name.
Three,
fucking...
two, one.
It's over. Zodak, you said a million times. If you guys looked, I spelled Zodak with a K instead of the C because on the 8 back of the original card, it's Zodak C. K is from MYP. So, damn it. All right, nobody got it. God, after seeing his name so many fucking times, I figured somebody was seeing, oh, there's a K there, and it's not a C. So nobody got that, for fuck's sake. So, back to Tyler.
Joe's going to have a...
Go ahead, Tyler.
You're
up, yep. God damn it.
All right. This is appearances. Cyclone was referred to as Tornado in one panel of this particular mini comic. Cyclone was referred to as Tornado in one panel of this particular mini comic.
Hit the 3 minutes. JSP, after seeing that, he said, that's it. I'm done. After that fucking Zodak one. Oh, God. I told you guys, sometimes I like really driving you fucking crazy. Just. It's my thing. God damn it. What do you think, Tyler? Let's give a little thought. You think somebody's going to get your answer here, possibly? You think there's a...
We've discussed it on the podcast, so if you were a religious listener to this podcast, you would probably know that, but, you know, it's a trivia fact. You know, not everyone was aware that Cyclone's previous name was Tornado, and it did make it into one mini-comic. I don't know. At this point, there is no point anymore in assuming they're going to get anything. So, probably not.
Probably not. So,
I'll just be here reading stuff off. I'll just fall.
Well, we'll be down to, what do we have? Like, probably a minute and a half. And...
Did David Clark may have gotten it? Yes, David Clark gets it with Spike or Strikes.
Boy, Salvation, that shows how far people. Behind, good job, and that shows how far behind my thing is. I haven't even seen a David Clark response yet. I've seen just DJ Tag saying, I'm done, and that's it. Let me see. Let me hit refresh, too.
So with that point,
oh, there we
go. That point, David Clark and Papa Hud 69 are tied with 4 points apiece. Andy Yossi has 2 points. Michael Purvis and Adam Gavert and Grim 2 each have one.
And you're going to have to do one of Tyler's questions because I only have one thing left. So you'll have to do one of Tyler's questions.
Okay. Let's go with... I guess we'll go with the last question in Weapons and Magic. In the Christmas special, He-Man and She-Ra need Mermista's help to obtain this item that also hints at a crossover with Brave Star. In the Christmas special, He-Man and She-Ra need Mermista's help to obtain this item that also hints at a crossover with Brave Star. And that's the thing, too. I do think some of the people here are, like, behind our feed. And that could be a thing, too, because I know that YouTube was dropping the quality on their videos, and maybe that plays into a role. Not entirely sure, but...
And it could be people just don't know jack shit about He-Man. I mean...
Yeah, my thing is just... I always have just a horrible lag anyways, but... Yeah.
You're running two things, Jack and shit. Jack left town.
Yeah, Jack left town.
JSP!
Like I seen last... Oh, go ahead.
JSP with the correct answer.
Say it.
Yep.
Tag!
Well... JSP... I'm going to give it to JSP and David Clark because they both got it correct. Tyler, spill the beans. Let them know.
What is carrium water crystal?
So boom.
And if you don't know, carrium is the equivalent of gold on Brave Star. So there is the connection that Filmation put in there of He-Man and Brave Star. So.
And Tyler, here's your moment to say, all right, Grim, because Grimbot had to say, ahem, it was done before Brave Star.
Yes, I know that. But that's what links the two shows together.
Just had to do it for him.
Of course it is. Now, he's got to come in and say, no, and here's a storyboard that proves otherwise here. I'm like, I'm aware of that. You don't have to tell.
Oh, I have two things left. I thought I only had one, so I guess I'll
I guess Joe just steamrolled over me and made sure he got more of his questions than I did.
No, I actually thought, how many you got left, Tyler, anyways?
I only got one.
If anything, we can just go ahead and use the bonus questions, too.
Yeah, I got three tiebreaker questions.
Sure. Okay. All right, well, we'll go to my next. What is wrong with this picture?
God, you guys aren't going to get this.
You know what? I might be with you, Nathan, on this one.
There's no way. There you go, Tyler. Figure it out. Look at that. You're going to be like, what?
What's wrong
with this picture?
Yeah.
Once again, here's a hint. It has nothing to do with the rocks.
Yeah, nothing in the rocks, and then that's the last hint until we get to about maybe a minute. So,
if he does his shit where it's like, I give Stratus an extra finger, you know, just...
An extra middle finger. No, but we won't say nothing. We'll just look, and then we'll see. You guys knew. I had to put in, like I said. I was going to say,
by the way, Ty, those were like the only two or three stupid shirts on that website. Everything else was, kind of normal stuff.
But they always have that really cheap-looking Filmation artwork on a lot of their shirts. They don't have, like, Earl Norm paintings or William George artwork or any, like, this Errol McCarthy artwork. It's just this really bad, poorly colored Filmation stock stuff. Like, it doesn't even look like traditional Filmation. It just looks like shit.
Not the wings. JSP said Stratos' wings, not the wings. DJ Tech says Stratos is in it. No, not that. I know everybody's probably surprised. You put up Stratos, the guy that you hate, but nope, not his wings. And we're probably at a minute. Tyler, would you say?
Sure. Yeah.
Stratos has claws. Nope. Nothing about Stratos.
You misspelled the word Stratos. That's what it is.
Stratos' armor is wrong. Nope. On his feet. Nope. Papa Hutt is just like, come on, man.
It says Stratos swoops when it's supposed to say Stratos poops.
It will have to do with Stratos, though. And it will. But now it's time for the hint. Wait! Holy piss, David Clark, good job. I added bumps to the red bricky bracers. God, I couldn't even say it. The bracers.
I can't believe
his
that.
Red bracers.
How?
Good job, David. Damn, all right.
He probably sent him a clip while we're not paying attention to Joe's like moving his hands all. He's probably like sending a message.
Yeah,
to
this
someone,
entire thing
this
probably just
right.
Been rigged, to this, like Joe set it up for David Clark to win the entire time anyway.
Yeah.
Andy, else you ain't tapping out. Fuck, stay in this. There's only a few more questions left. You gotta stay in it. Don't tap out. He said he's tapping out. Have fun. I'll know you're back. All right, but good job, David Clark. You got it. I did add those bumps to his. So good job. All right, now back to Tyler.
All right, this is my last question, outside of any tiebreakers. This is New Adventures animated series. All right, in New Adventures episode, A New Beginning. Flog makes his first invasion of Primus with the appearances of these three evil mutants. So, not to help out with people, because New Adventures is not as well known, when Flog breaks through the shield on Primus, he shows up with three of the evil mutants. And two of these guys, especially one, I've talked about profusely on this podcast. So, but you got to get all three.
And I think that would be, since that's your last question, I have one last question, and Nathan could probably do it. That'd be the total of 20. And then, like you said, we'll see if there's any ties, and if there's any tiebreakers, then we'll go to more questions. But so we'll see if JSP's the New Adventures. I'm out. Papa Hutt said I'm done.
Ollie, get the hell out of here. You know, just.
They're like, New Adventures? I think this is the time David Clark might pop in, because I think David Clark is...
Go read your New 52 DC bullshit comics, then. You know, I don't want you here.
No idea from Adam Gabbert. I think the only person would be David Clark.
Well, David Clark in the lead right now with 6 points. Papa Hood with 4. And then we got the tie. Well, Andy Yossi with 2. And then Purvis, Gabbert, and JSP with 1 point.
Okay. What's the last comment you've seen, Nathan? Because I see no idea from Adam Gabbert.
Jason Havlick popped in. Who are Quake, Butthead, and Staghorn?
No.
I just hit refresh. Probably around a minute and a half, Tyler?
About that, yeah.
Okay.
Sportimus says...
Sportimus, that's cold-blooded!
Slushhead, Optic, Jesus. And your mom.
Oh shit! No, he didn't. There we go. That's it. He's out.
You know what? You got one of them right there, but you decided to get all smart and think you were cute with your little remark there. So,
but yeah, Sportimus, you got one of those correct. It's your mom. That's the correct one.
Hey, I respect what you said, Eric Amen, because Eric Amen has not been playing because he won the Power and Honor before. He says, "Holy shit! Hi, everyone! Is reigning." Fans of Power Champion, I'm not playing. Good luck,
see, Eric. But that's the thing—you could have played and won again, and then like put it on eBay.
Put it on eBay in these hard, trying times, and you could have sold it and got yourself some money.
But that was cool. Like he needs it with his fucking
10 snake mountains.
Snake mountains that he ordered.
Oh shit! There's probably only 10 seconds left, Tyler. It's probably pretty close.
16 seconds.
Papa Hutt said, Tyler, you're killing me. Huh? Gonna find out.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the good thing about it is Tyler makes some really good, like, hard questions. Some of them, I guess, will be considered softball, but time's up.
Time's up.
Oh, wait.
Right at the last second.
Sportimus missed it by, I might go ahead and give Sportimus a point, missed it by.
Did he get all three?
No, he got 2, though.
I don't want to give credit for
that. All right, well...
Who did he get?
Slushhead and Karate.
Give him a
point. All right, there we go. But what is the full correct answer, Tyler?
Slushhead, Karate, and Hoove.
There we go.
Come on, Bailey. I just encourage you to go watch that fun little action sequence where He-Man kicks all their asses. You know, it's a great sequence. All right, see now people who want to turn your back on me because of this question?
Nathan, what is the current score so we could know if the last one here, if it can make a difference of making any ties? But go ahead. What's the points we got?
David Clark with 6, Papa Hud's with 4. So it would not.
And then who's... I mean, there's nobody after 4. Is there anybody with 3?
Andy Yossi has 2.
Oh, shit. Well, this one, I guess, is just for fun because it ain't going to make a fucking difference. But go ahead and put up the what is wrong with this picture.
Like,
the last one.
I like how you call it fun, Joe. Best of luck to everybody. You're probably not going to get this one either.
One guy is like taking putting a syringe into his, forearm there to go and just make it the silent death. So, you know, it's just like an airplane. Everyone that, Breaker's talking to, they're just killing themselves. So.
Son of a bitch. Well, we'll see. Try to just pull it slightly in, Nathan, just a little.
Like that,
just
like that's going to make a difference. There you go. Let me make it proportional so you still can't figure out what is wrong with this picture.
I was hoping we'd get to use some of these tiebreakers here.
I mean,
we've always had a tiebreaker.
Well, if you want, like you said, maybe if you want, do them anyways, and that might give some people chances who are in third or second even to move up. Whatever you want to do, you can still do
it. If we do that, then we got to make it rapid fire. I feel like by this point, we've established the big winners. Anybody else, you're going to have to answer in 30 seconds. Then that's it, and we'll just knock out all 3.
Okay. Well, not Evil in Skin.
Oh, you don't like that? You don't like that rule, Joe? You don't like that suggestion?
No, you can do it. Eric Aim is just laughing at all the shit that's going on, but nope, not Evil in Skin Tone.
Yeah, Eric said, Tyler, man, gotta try to not look so disdainful. We all love you.
What?
He said you gotta try to not look so disdainful. Or disdainful.
I'm not trying to. The people are making me this way. It's all their fault. It's not mine.
I checked out your custom wrestlers, DJ.
Did people listen to the beginning of this podcast? I was as carefree as I possibly could be. Look what you people have done to me now.
He wanted to start off nice. He tried.
I told you guys. I was not here to complain. And you guys just turn on me like that, Just.
Well, let's see. We got Sportimus saying He-Man's driving away from the villains. No. The teeth on Grayskull are turned around. No. What is Castle Grayskull's teeth? No. Grayskull's teeth? No. Everybody say, they do look weird. I'll admit in this William George piece, the teeth are weird. But no, that's just how that poster always was. But nothing to do with the team.
How much time we got left?
But got about a minute, probably.
I don't know.
Well, we'll give him a minute, and this is where I'll give a hint. It does
right,
have
I'm
to.
Giving do you, with I'm that. Giving you a minute as of right now, people. So.
All right, it has to do with David Clark. Got it. I put an extra window on Castle Grayskull, so he called it over there. Good job, David Clark. All
David
right.
Clark is our winner.
Oh, bitch! Yeah, that's pretty much it. Because what he's got 7. Yeah. Okay. Well. Let me just pick it up anyway. So, David Clark, you will be getting a copy, a beautiful copy of the Power and the Honor Foundation catalog. This is crispy, nice, and minty, and beautiful. So this is heading your way. And, of course, you know me on Facebook, so you just give me your damn mailing address. And who came in second?
That would be Papa Hud 69.
And Papa Hud, you know me, so you'll be getting this cool-ass little Oracle Pez dispenser. So congratulations. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Papa Hud's also won a copy of this on one of the trivia nights, so in a way it's kind of good you didn't fucking win, so you get something different. How about that? How
and
about
for
that,
Andy,
ask,
Andy
so.
Elsie, you get Joe's 3-day-old half-eaten bologna sandwich.
Yeah, especially after his ass left and he was kind of doing okay, so fuck, we're just going to give him some shit to send.
So, you know what we should do is, like, we ought to offer, like, a free, like, jar of aspirin for, like, you know, all of our other contestants for participating. We'll get a free, Dollar Tree aspirin, like, the price is right.
Beans.
Yeah, and then Joe's like holding, rubbing his fingers on, just like they do on The Price is Right and shit like
what
that, you know?
Say, how about that? Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. And he and David Clark said he doesn't have one of those. He said, thank you very much. Well, no, hey, man, it was our pleasure. We wanted to sit there and have fun. We go back and forth just having fun and giving everybody shit, but this is all it was about. It was just to have a nice time through all this crap going on, and yeah, if you guys could win some stuff, cool. If you didn't, then too fucking bad, but, it's still pretty cool. So, Tyler, anything you want to say to all these lunatics as we did this tonight?
You guys suck, man. You guys are just getting his bullshit pictures, and I'm asking people all these, like, thought about, rich, detailed questions. You guys are like, I don't know.
They tried, and...
Was it Skeletor?
Papa said, an extra window? Fuck me.
Exactly.
free prostate stimulator next. Eric Amon wanted to say shit. He says he has one of those already. He says, God damn. He says, Nathan, that's why the eBay what's with the eBay remark, bro? That hurt my feeling. Anyone know if you guys are road tripping to PowerCon? Well, I don't know. I don't think they're going to have a PowerCon if all the shit around here keeps going like it is, but hopefully it clears up. And people who, honestly, people are going, I hope that things do clear up and they can go to enjoy themselves and everything gets back to some kind of, you know, normal, I guess. We're, you know, it's just kind of messed up. You know, you can't go anywhere to enjoy anything. Theaters are all closed down, so
there's nothing planned kind of worth the shit in the theaters anyway right now. So
yeah.
But at this point, just getting out and trying to enjoy anything, even going to a crummy movie would be kind of fun. But I mean, I'm content. Just I'm a homebody anyway, so I don't really feel like I'm. Other than I can't go to the gym.
Yeah, I was actually meaning to text you about that because I had saw that they closed your gym down. So what are you doing? Are you just like you got free weights, right?
No, I don't have any.
Oh.
I've been going to a fitness park over at on the Tech campus, and just it's like an adult playground. So they got like a whole lot of like various bars and equipment to just use your body weight on, and I got a resistance band, so I've kind of made like a full chest, arm, back, shoulder, leg workout just using this resistance band and the bars, and just kind of applied the things that I do in the gym on this playground. So I'm working out outside, so if it's real sunny, I'm getting the tan while I'm working out at the same time. So it's had to be creative about it because I'd forgotten all about it. I was planning on working out at home right back behind my couch, and you know, not much fun, but I can do it if need be, if I get rained out. So it's been challenging, but creative and you know, fun, you know, making it fun, not miserable and dragging my feet. So
I guess, yeah, you're right. That's what would just be good when it gets back to normal. So people can just get back to the daily lives of anything. Cause it's, you know, cause just as a quick side note, like the Dollar Tree that I always go to, a lot of people have quit because they're paranoid of being around customers and getting sick. So I went there 2 days ago to get my packs of ramen noodles, a bunch of those. As you guys know, I eat them a lot. And there was a new person there. As I was grabbing, I grabbed three of them. They said, I'm getting all worried, stocking up. I was like, no, this is why I always buy. They always get the coronavirus. Like, no,
looks
this is just,
don't you know who I am? I'm Joe Amato.
Right? I get this shit all the time. I didn't need an event for it to happen, but it got a laugh out of them at the store. But yeah, a lot of new people. But yeah, I've seen so many people just quitting jobs and, you know, retail and working at stores because
on one hand, I really don't blame them. You know, like you're having to be in front of lots of people on a daily basis. Not to get too political with it, but if they are essential employees, I think at least they should be compensated as such, you know, because they're basically emergency personnel as far as I'm
a lot concerned. Of people are, like, you know, Walmart's compensating, Pepsi's, we got some compensation, a little something, which was nice. So people that are still, I don't know, I can't say for restaurants and things like that, but for like grocery stores and things like that, I mean, they're giving their employees a little bit extra right now, so making it worth your time to a certain degree. Some people may seem like a lot, others may not. I think most everyone's being treated pretty good though.
And I've
really can't.
Oh, I've started to notice a lot of things too because we went to Target yesterday and we always do self checkout anyway. But there's someone there like wiping it down each time someone goes through, and it's little things like that I'm glad that people are starting to do so we can combat this thing. And Joe, when I've been going to Kroger, I've been getting frozen El Monterey chimichangas, so I am totally I'm on board the El Monterey train. They are very good.
Good. I'm glad you got to try them. I was like, I ain't touching that shit.
Oh, man.
I think even before Tyler started turning into Buff Bagwell, he wasn't eating like burritos and shit. So.
No, I was never. I'm not a big fan of Mexican food in general. I just, that's probably the one group of food I would never like request. Like, I never request to eat tacos. I just, someone always wants to, let's go have Mexican. Let's have taco. Okay.
Yeah.
But I never request it. I just don't care enough for it. It's fine, but
I remember
that and Asian food. Yeah, like, I'll eat it, but I just never request it.
That's the thing. I remember when Tyler, I went with him and his family to, like, a Japanese steakhouse. and it had turned out that he had never had rice before. So he was just sitting there, and he's like, "This is really good." I was like, "What? You never had rice before?" He's like, "No."
I went to there was one of those Chinese restaurants at the mall where you could go in and you could grab a whole bunch of stuff, like, you know, if for, you know, like $10 you can have all you can eat or just one set price for something else. But they said what you do, Joe, is you go up there, you grab your bowl of all the stuff you want, and you take it up to them, and they'll cook it right in front of you and make it. And, you know, I'm not used to that kind of restaurant. So I went in there and I grabbed all the stuff, and then I was taking all this hot sauces and everything, throwing it all over, and I gave it to the guy, and he was like, "You were supposed to put that hot sauce in a side thing." He's like, "All your stuff's going to burn now." And I was like, "Burn it." So he fried it all up. It was all chunky and crispy and burnt. And I put on a bunch of fajitas.
Once
but
again,
I felt like such
a
bore.
"Don't you know who I am? I eat chocolate-covered cockroaches live for people on the internet. This is fine."
Yeah, because it really didn't make a difference. But I was like, I just didn't understand this. You go up and they cook for you thing. I'm used to just going to cheap, you know, places and getting cheap shit. So see what happens when Joe goes out and tries to be sophisticated. I one time when I went to go eat steak with my family, I picked steak up and I like eating it with my hands, as
I told you,
because when you cut it, all the juices is getting on the plate and you're losing it. But when you pick it up and get it, it embarrasses them.
Joe, you can cut it up and then like pick it up and like still dip it in the juices that are on the plate. It will absorb it.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't like the juices.
Joe just like eating like a Hinkle. You know, just...
It's good, though. And dipping it in sour cream, too. You get your butter and the garlic, like the sour cream.
Can you just see him?
Joe likes an angioplasty with his steak. You know, he just...
It's really good. I recommend it to anybody. No kidding, because you're going to get steak. They put a baked potato, sour cream. It really is delicious. Taking the steak, just dip it in and get all the flavors.
Oh, look, guys. So, it's liposuction out of Marlon Brando's ass.
Ass, yeah.
like we always say, this is the rabbit hole. We always jump in towards the end just to have some fun.
Are there any questions for us before
I was going to – I think that's what Joe was about to get to. Go ahead and ask anything Masters related. You can ask me anything. It doesn't have to be Masters related for me. I will answer it. So hit us with what you got. David Clark said something. Tyler, I have a project for you. With a smiley face, I don't know what that means.
You have to contact him on Facebook.
Eric Amon says, Joe, do you make jailhouse burritos with those ramen noodles? I love them.
Well, you know, it's weird. I mean, it's not the jailhouse burrito, but I do like taking... You know, all the noodles, putting them, you know, after all cooked, into a big bowl. Then I crush up potato chips and then put cheese and a lot of other stuff just mashed together, you know, like a break. But I don't know if that's a different term than jailhouse burrito. I've never heard of jailhouse burrito, just a break. So he'll have to let me know what that is. I'll be honest, I don't know. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about?
This is not email related, but I really have much of a choice. I got to sit here and listen to Jimmy Chang's shit.
it's just like prison and jail kind of food, which is good, but... go ahead, Nathan, if you see any more comments.
A couple of things. JSP said, what, no tacos? Yeah, Tyler's kind of a picky eater, honestly.
I like tacos. I just don't request to eat them. You know, I'll have a chicken taco or a taco meat taco with cheese, but that's about it. I don't care for burritos and quesadillas and all this other, you know, fancy
arrows, con
bullshit. Yeah, I just don't care. It comes off as so trendy. Like, people just love to, like, oh, I want to go there and get this so I can get a Mark Reed and all this shit. And I'm like, whatever. I want my pizza. I want my hamburgers. You know, I want just, you know, the classic food.
I mean, I can get down with a frozen strawberry margarita. Those are pretty tasty. And I'm not much into, like, the quote-unquote girly drinks, but, Those are pretty good.
Yeah, because, you know, all hot girls just want to go there because, you know, a lot of the people who work there like to give, you know, any pretty girl, like, a free drink. Like, all the girls I know, you know, they always brag about going because they get free drinks from the guys. So,
yeah,
it's like, I get that. So they can, you know, go down and they stare at their tits and shit.
DJ Tag said, I got my last pre-order of Wave 2 NECA Movie Turtles, the Splinter Shredder Foot Clan. Those are awesome. I got...
Yeah, they are. Damn right
they
are.
Tyler and I are getting the Slash from Turtles in Time. That should be coming in the mail tomorrow, I think, for me. I'm not entirely sure.
Be awesome.
Let's see. So people are like, Joe, that's how you eat your steak. Yep.
Bloody savage.
Grim 2 said, did you hear that the Dragon Lairs is going to be a live-action movie instead of animated? I doesn't surprise.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that...
God, are you serious? Fuck's
sake. Eric Amon asked, Tyler, what about fish tacos? You're not big into fish, right?
I like fish. I just, it'd have to be... I mean, I like salmon. I like flounder. I love shrimp.
Okay. I'm learning new things about Tyler. I thought I thought he was.
I just, people just want, I think, the cliche is I like pizza and like hamburgers, but I don't eat them that much. I eat turkey burger 7 days a week, multiple times a day, because it's clean and it fits with my budget. It fits with what I'm looking for in my regular meals and stuff like that. But Nathan knows I like burgers, pizza.
Remember that time we went to Sonic and just got a shitload of food and those girls kept driving by and waving and shit at us?
Oh, yeah. We were just like, oh, God, definitely not.
No.
None of them. Yeah, because it's just you, me, and Keith just hanging out at Sonic 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Just eating a shitload of food. Yeah. We got so much food.
Yeah.
Here is a Masters of the Universe related question. For characters that you do not like, what would make them cool to you?
And he said, examples, Stratos, Zodak. Now, I'll be honest, Sportimus. When it comes to Zodak, I mean, not Zodak, Stratos, I like him in the cartoon. I like him in the mini comics. Yes, I do give the toy shit. It's just because as a kid, I thought he would have looked cool with some kind of weapon. When I was a kid, I would love for him to have a weapon. But honestly, I don't hate Stratos as a character in the cartoon, mini comics. I like him as just the toy. He was just, he left some things to be desired. And I wish he would have had just some kind of weapon. That's all. But I think all the characters are pretty fine. All the rest of the characters, I've never had an issue with any of them toy wise. But I didn't know if he meant toy wise meant comics.
I think
cartoon,
it's just in general.
Just
given
some context.
Yeah, characters in the mythology that you're not too keen on. What would you tweak to make them cooler to you?
I like them all as they are, honestly, from the comics and the cartoon. I've never had really any issues, I guess. But just me.
Pretty much just how they're written, and that'd be Man-at-Arms and Teela. I feel like Man-at-Arms is very one note, one dimensional. He's the war veteran, the mentor to Adam, but I feel like at times he's not given enough. There's some good examples of him being very well written, but overall he's just very, how convenient. I found a reason to use this ultrasonic water bottle I just came up with. This will be able to stop Skeletor in no time. Bullshit. I feel like there's so much more to be done with that character. And then Teela, of course, I'm not going back down that path, but she's just such a bitch for the most part. And you could play off that, but again, she's just whiny and just constantly just won't listen and shut the hell up. And if I could, I would really rewrite that character that if she's going to be Captain of the Guard, that woman better earn it. She's placed as... we're talking about equality and stuff like that. This woman is already established as Captain of the Royal Guard. She's running the show in terms of the guardsmen, calling the shots of sending troops out, protecting the king. That's a big responsibility. And we've only seen her written as just this whiny, immature, even though she's the same age as Adam, you just feel like she's just not written how she's established. Someone with that kind of rank and title should be acting a hell of a lot more mature instead of just huffing and puffing and just looking to just constantly berate Adam for stuff. You can do that sparingly, but it's too much, to the point where God, she's obnoxious. It's shut the hell up. You need something? Is that what it is? And just speak up.
Hey.
I'm sure Adam'd be more than happy to dish it out to you.
I'll get to that question here in a second, actually. DJ Tech says, Nathan, what do you think of the Classifieds Destro coming out? Did you see the pics? Tyler sent me the picture. Him and I both actually got that deluxe Snake Eyes in the mail yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was nice to display. I got it
damn right it was.
Right over here. So Zentron asks, Teela or Evil-Lyn, which would you prefer to hook up with?
Evil-Lyn.
I think it's something about the purple for me. I don't know.
Um MYP Teela is pretty hot. Oh, movie Teela. Over.
All right.
Oh, he thought movie about Teela. It. He was getting down.
Yeah, movie right. Teela. God, yeah. I'll take her and her bitchy attitude the way she looks in that film. Absolutely.
Sportimus asks, would you all be up for a Motu TMNT crossover? Nah, because they would probably they would probably screw
I'm
up.
I'm tired of crossovers. Yeah.
It doesn't work. Yeah. You can't put, you know, any 80s property or any great property and combine it with another, not all the time like that. Like, I just... All
right, well, you know, now, the, well, all right. I guess if I were to think about, like, combining the 87 movie with the 90s Turtle movie, like, you take that same sort of story beats and replace Courtney Cox and them with, like, the Ninja Turtles, I would could be down for that, maybe. But I think in terms of, like, comic books, hell no, because they haven't been able to get any of that right. So maybe just in that sort of dream scenario, like, if someone spliced together a trailer from the 87 movie and the 90s Turtle film, it made it look like I would be down for that, but nothing else.
I just have a hard time, you know, they just, I feel like there needs to be the mythology itself needs to feel like it can fit with it. You know, I feel like Turtles, it's a city-based mythology out of New York. Batman is based out of Gotham. Yeah. You know, that, you know, Ghostbusters, initially I didn't, you know, I just don't initially... Turtles to me is always kind of it's a separate thing, you know. It's fun to kind of sometimes, but I just never fantasize about seeing the Turtles team up with a lot of things because they had. I when I think about these crossovers, like I always want to team up like He-Man, Thundercats, He-Man and Brave Star, He-Man and Silverhawks. People said Transformers, but I feel like Transformers. I mean, it's possible, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, because I feel like He-Man just works better steadily with properties that are not Earth-based, you know. And I wouldn't want to see Transformers team up with Turtles. Like, I feel like Turtles are more grounded. You know, even though they're dealing with other dimensions, like Dimension X, and you got scientists turning into flies and things like that, it's quite a grandiose scale of the stories that are being told, but it's still New York. You know, that's why I feel like you can get away with Ghostbusters. Yeah. You can get away with Batman and other superheroes. I have a hard time seeing He-Man team up with Leonardo. I really do. It made for some great fan art, but I just have a hard time seeing that.
I'm just over the crossovers. I'm just over those.
There's well, so I mean, because, I mean, yeah, they have spent every pissant, you know, dime that these people have had, and they just continue to get people who just don't care. And it's a shame, but yeah, I don't blame Joe at all for feeling sick to his stomach. I'm surprised fans aren't like, just stop. No more. You guys don't get it. You don't want to get it. You're doing it for a quick buck and all your shitty variant covers. You can't tell a comprehensive or cohesive story that gets people excited about anything. It just, it's all this stuff. Everything could still be done. He-Man could have a crossover. I don't want to see it with DC. I just, even though they did it to introduce him, which this pretty much the reason was, put Superman there to kind of help draw attention. Yeah. I don't need to see He-Man crossover with the DC universe. I just, even before they did it, and the writers at DC pissed and shit all over the He-Man characters. You remember that, Joe? Yeah, you remember that? Remember that shit? So, I mean, I don't need to see that. I feel like there's so many great stories to tell with Brave Star and Thundercats, maybe a couple. I mean, hell, Visionaries. I feel like I don't know that mythology that well, but I feel like that could work better with He-Man. Bionic Six and Turtles. Now that could work. I could see something like that working. What was the initial question?
Just, would you like to see a crossover?
Yeah, crossover with Masters and Turtles, but
not really. I just
Tyler, your mini comic. David Clark said it's very cool that people can download it now.
Yeah,
there's something that
Joe, come on, what the fuck? Link is down below. You guys can go ahead and click that and download.
Yeah, it's made free because that's all thanks to Nathan making that available. Because at this point, Carson's pretty much just disappeared off the face of the planet. There's no way to get any more copies of this, and the Ninja comic is, like I said, dead in the water, unless I can get Kevin Sharp or somebody else to tackle it, and you know, either put it up for free like this to download or something like that.
At least the people can see it.
At least people can see it now. Yeah, because I even when I would, you know, run out of copies, there would be people who would hit me up and ask me for it, and you know, I was only given a few because I want to make sure Nathan got one. Tried to give one to Joe, and he told me to shove it up my ass. He thought I was saying it was poor or something. You know, it just so many people were wanting it, and we did it for giveaways and stuff. So we just kind of
it was time
ran out.
It was time. Sportimus asked Tyler, what workout would you recommend in building muscle at core and upper body?
You got to work all the body parts. You got to work your arms, your shoulders, your back, your lower back, your chest. You got to do abdominal exercises. You can't just do one thing. Like, you know, everything's got to be. You have to have strong legs to maintain support to do strong shoulder exercises. You have to have a strong back to do stronger bicep exercises. You know, it's all one big puzzle. You can't neglect anything. You know, you have to, and since gyms are closed right now, I suggest, you know, using playgrounds, you know, like, you know, if, you know, kids are indoors and stuff like that, you find like an empty playground out of the school or something like that, get yourself like a resistance band, like at Walmart for $10, and you can create your own gym and just come up with a whole slew of exercises to work your core, your shoulders, your back, your chest, your biceps, your triceps, your forearms, and legs as well. So don't feel like if there's no gyms with free equipment or you got to go buy a bunch of free weights right now, go to Walmart, get your resistance band, and find a place that's got a whole assortment of bars, you know, like monkey bars or various bars to climb on. You can wrap that resistance band and just create your own, full gym right there on the spot. Outdoors, too.
Or, you know, like, so, go to a farm and find some chickens and try to chase them.
Chase them around old school Rocky II style.
Go find someone with a bunch of meat in their locker and go beat their meat. Wait a minute.
Yeah, and then Joe will eat it.
Yeah, when you're done. Yeah. Anyway, David Clark says, what Origins San Diego Comic-Con exclusive set would each of you like to see?
I'll be honest, I'm tired of exclusives, but I know that's all they'll just always keep doing. So, I mean, I know Tyler is not thrilled about Origins at all in general.
Well,
but
because I really feel like it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be Cobra Con and a web store in a two-pack with articulation, like, or something like that. I mean, that's I can't see Mattel putting out anything that's going to, you know, set people's, you know, skirts on fire when all we've seen so far is nothing that's really blowing people's minds. Like, some people are excited, yes. I'm not trying to say that people are not. But I think from what people have listened to what these guys have said, what I've said, it's just not mind-blowing what they're putting out. Nothing that's so an exclusive needs to be something that really catches people's eyes. And I just don't think they're that creative or care enough to do something like that.
And with exclusives, you know? I think the thing that upsets me the most is like when they would have special, unique characters that you couldn't buy at the store, that always upset me. So I'd get pissed like that. I was like, okay, if you want to do a little thing where it's an exclusive, then shit, just do your little, you know, color variant. Go ahead and get that the hell out of the way, and then I won't be pissed because I don't care if I wouldn't get it. So if you want to just put in some color variants of like a Skeletor with He-Man, like a battle pack looking at each other, go ahead, get that shit out of the way, but don't make it to where you're going to do exclusive, like having something like, you know, hey, Scareglow's out, but now let's do a Scareglow Ninjor 2-pack, but that's the only way you could get Ninjor. Yeah. Then I would be fucking furious.
I've never understood the logic why they would do that to fans, you know, but it to be excited about it, it would have to be something like that, though. Like when Hero came out for Classics, that was the only way you could get him.
Well, didn't they also, they had the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive where you seen it on his chest under the armor, but then I thought you could still get him after San Diego.
Eventually you could, but I remember initially there was like three versions of Hero that came with three different
stones.
With
the gems?
Spell stones.
Yeah, the three stones.
Yeah, that was the big gimmick, which only wanted the green one. But I think way after that, they did make him available. Rotar and Twistoid. Like, that made sense because a lot of fans are not big on them, and to make them the exclusive, like, I feel like I can't stand color variations. I think it's cheap, and then they jack up the damn price and want fans to fly out there, spend all that damn money, or hoping to God that they get online and get a pre-order for something like this, but then you got like surcharge and service fees and finder's fees and all this other bullshit. So a $50 figure becomes $95.99.
They've always, know? Like I said, though, they've always
but it, just the whole thing. It's just not fun. Even though it's upsetting to make it a figure that you really can't get a hold of initially, but I feel like there's nothing to get excited about of our damn color variant. Period.
Yeah, so we'll have to see if they do some. As for me, yes, yeah. I am excited about the figures. I can't wait to get them at the stores. But as for exclusives, eh. But thank you for that. And Migs said, why are there two normal dudes and one does not look like the others? I don't know. That's Migs from Facebook, that fucker. So he's picking on me with this mask. Good to see you here, Migs. And let me say a happy birthday to John Idis and Cullen Cope also. They're on Facebook and Scaregirl's House. Great dudes. And I just want to give you guys some shit. Okay, Eric Amos said, okay, I know you've talked about this before, but...
Name your top Nathan. Three classics or Filmation figures that you wish we had gotten.
How many? Top three. Top three classics we didn't get?
Yeah, that you wish that we would have gotten.
Or Filmation, whichever you...
I was more about like, I mean, they could have put Filmation characters in the classics line. I felt like Filmation.
I always wanted some Garns. I wanted both versions of Garn. I would love to see Garn, the other Garn. I would have liked to have Malaktha. There's so many
missing. Three, Joe. You got to have three here, buddy.
Oh, then that's it. Garn, Garn, and Malaktha, I guess. Since those are the first things that came out of my mouth. Garn, Garn, Malaktha.
Azrog. I would have liked to have gotten Hoove. From the evil mutants and Prince Dacon. I mean, there's a whole shitload of those, but those three, like Prince Dacon from Secret Liquor to Life, like I think he just like had a cool visual. Would have been cool to put him on the shelf with He-Man because I don't care what people say, there was still a whole shitload of great heroes and villains we still could have gotten in.
Definitely,
Mattel just wanted to give us this Origins line instead, people.
Yeah, I don't know. Once again, it's still. Weird how this line has continued on past when Mattel was like, all right, well, we kind of give up on it. Now all of a sudden they're back and still doing
trying so hard
the Mattel thing. Zentron asks, how about a 3D side scrolling MOTU computer game? Yeah, I would be all for that. We need more Master of the Universe video games. I feel like there wasn't a lot of them. And
I think a lot of the 80s properties outside of Turtles really didn't. I mean, G.I. Joe had an awesome arcade game that was hard as shit. Yeah. But, you know, Thundercats, Turtle, I mean, He-Man. After that, then pretty much damn near most 80s properties didn't get a video game. You know, and I think Thundercats got one for like one of those random, Joe probably knows, one of those really obscure.
Well, there was a Thundercats, or there was a couple Thundercats versions that were released on computers. Yeah.
You would get like those weird things. It's this came out on Commodore 64. And I'm like, well, you know.
Yeah, and Masters, you're right. It got releases like on, again, computers and then some of the Spectrum stuff and stuff in other parts of the country. They got a lot of stuff. I mean, all we were subjected to getting to was that abomination of the one on Atari and Intellivision and the canceled Coleco one. But I remember as a kid how excited I was, like, finally I get to play He-Man. And I'm sitting there with times like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm just dropping these little bombs. Then you have to go through the spot to do click, click, click with Skeletor. I was like, oh, this sucks. Even then. It sucked. And then we get the Game Boy Advance one. I was like, it was okay based off of the MLB cartoon.
It's still
you get the
bad,
PlayStation.
Though.
Yeah, it's different. It's hard to control with. And then we didn't get it, you know, for PlayStation 2 in the United States because that's when everything just got canceled. So they said, you're just going to have it like overseas. But
why is that? It makes you feel like they canceled the line in the 80s and then sent everything else we're supposed to get in the States over to Italy and Europe. You know, and they did the same thing with the 2000 X line. The Snakeman figures I had to order from overseas or from a store that had to get it from over there, but they were released in stores. I know you got them in Ollie's or Oldies or whatever the hell you call them.
Yeah,
but they weren't released. I just remember like the UK and other places were getting those. They got the PlayStation 2 game. I'm like, what? It's like the He-Man fan base clearly is stronger overseas in terms of
even
keeping it alive.
Even lasted longer, remember? It lasted longer with their comics and their books. It went on longer. So, yeah, they stayed
a little bit. Yeah, and it's a shame, but it's also a testament to how rabid that fan base is over, you know, from either Germany to the UK to Italy and various other places. But here in the States, we just got a bunch of lazy ass fans who's like, oh, I just don't like it. I want to move on and buy, you know, Exo Squad or something like that. I don't know. Not to knock Exo Squad, but, you know, it's just like.
Go ahead.
I'm done. You were going to cut me off anyway, so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think that might have been the end of pretty much all the questions. If there's things we missed, guys, it's because we had a full episode, so you can always hold off if there's any questions you had till next week, but it's almost pretty much, I think, the wrap-up part of the show, so I'll just, again, I'm glad you guys showed up tonight. Hope you had fun. Congratulations to David and Papa Huds. Hope you enjoy your prizes when you get them in the mail, and, as for anybody that's new to this channel, make sure you like, subscribe, share, ring the bell so you can always be notified when we go live. And until next time, have a powerful day.
Since I've joined these men, I have seen shit that'll turn you white.
Predator? No. What the hell? God, I should know this. It's a movie. I know I've seen that fucking movie. It's because sometimes Tyler shoot a quote, I have no idea. And then, of course, it'll be a movie I fucking know. But this, I know that quote. Nathan, anything?
It does sound really, really familiar.
Zentron got it. Right when Zentron said it, Ghostbusters.
Yep.
Yeah, right when I seen it, I was like, son of a bitch, I know. Okay.
Ernie Hudson, he's black. Joe, you should have known that.
He's like, Joe, you lost. How the hell is that possible? Right when it's weird. You see it and then you immediately know. Right when I see it, like, you got it. So, all right, good job there, Zentron. And, all right, guys.
Hope everyone had fun because it was a fun time, no matter how mad you all made me.
Exactly.
No matter how much you disappointed Tyler and Joe, just know that you didn't disappoint me. So, there we go.
You've always got Uncle Nathan to fall back on. Nathan loves all his kids. I hate all of mine.
Yeah, that's why he loses custody and then has to pay all the child support. Anyway, you guys stay safe and healthy. We'll see you next week.